When confronted by the prophet Nathan about his sins against Uriah and Bathsheba, David confessed and was assured that he had been forgiven. But although he was forgiven, the consequences of his sins would be very grave, not only for his life personally, but also with regard to the honor and glory of God. His actions gave great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. Years later, King Manasseh had a similar experience. He sinned in such a way that God sent the king of Assyria against him, who took him to Babylon. There in Babylon, under the judgmental hand of God, Manasseh humbled himself and repented, and God, moved by his entreaty, heard his supplication and brought him to Jerusalem again. With this, there was a radical about-turn in the life of Manasseh. He returned and sacrificed peace and thank offerings to the Lord rather than to idols. Like David, Manasseh was forgiven, and yet consequences remained. Although Manasseh repented, many continued in the wicked ways that he had modeled and came under God's judgment because of Manasseh's past sins, Jeremiah 15:4. What sorrow and sadness, what dishonor to the Lord was brought about by the sin of these two men. How serious it is for all of us, our sins, although forgiven and even forgotten by God, are not forgotten by men. What blasphemy and great dishonor they bring to the Lord's name. After the prolonged hypocritical, deceptive, and wicked manner of life of a renowned Christian teacher came to light, a self-confessed atheist said, "If I were not already an atheist, he would have pushed me to become one." Rather, may we be kept by God's grace and power.